So yeah, I'll be out today for practice, and then we'll just be sort of wait and see. So.
Come to terms with everything and what you're going to be able to do at some point?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I go back and look at the tape and just couldn't nearly be as effective as I needed to be. And, you know, that's the unfortunate part is obviously when in this game, you know, injuries are going to happen and I just have to deal with stuff. And it's some, you know, sometimes it's the, you know, can't deal with as much as you thought you could have, or it just becomes too much. So.
Did you re-injure that rib in the game, or was it like that?
I mean, without saying too much about the injuries, I mean, it was just, yeah, it was like that. It was like that.
I mean, is that the harder one to manage?
Yes. Say the least.
Have you ever had a run like this with so many different things popping up last year and now this year? You know,
are you saying for injuries?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I obviously played through the wrist last year for, you know, when I figured out after a few weeks how to play with it well. You know, it took me a couple weeks to do that. But, you know, this the... no, I guess to answer your question, no, not really. You know, so I think it just at some point, you know, you got to let yourself, you know, just rest, and that's what we'll do today, and then go from there.
How do you replicate trying to take on blocks and tackle game situations during the week?
Don't, you know.
Because you're not going to do it with your own guys, but is there anything, like, you know, behind the scenes?
Tummy-wise? Not really. No, not really.
So you just won't know until Sunday?
You know, yeah, exactly.
Do you get used to that, Chad? I mean, that's the NFL sometimes, but you've had an unbelievable streak of not missing games. Is this hard for you? Because you've had some injuries, but not debilitating.
Yeah, I've always been able to figure out a way, you know, and, you know, sometimes it's tougher than others, but, you know, at this point, we're just trying to take it day to day and see how we're feeling.
What does defense overall, the first two series against the Saints didn't go well, but then obviously you guys figured some things out. What can you take from that so it doesn't replicate itself?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, just come out and play better in the first couple of series. You know, it's obviously the coaches scripted plays, you know, especially early in those first two couple of drives. You know, we just need to be better. And I think it's, you know, it's up to us as players. You know, there's nothing the coaches can do. It's up to us as players to go out there and play better football.
Was it a scheme thing or was it?
No, not at all. I mean, it was just more about what we were doing as guys, you know, as players, as defenders on the field.
Did you get anything out of adjusting, though, and holding them in check after that first two series? Did you gain a little confidence from that?
Yeah, I'm not sure how far, you know, passing the back go in this league. You know, yeah. Not real far. Yeah. So it's, you know, it is what it is. We just didn't do it well enough to win. You know, so you sit here 1-2 and look to move on.
You look at all the things that have gone on around this club. How is the locker room?
Good. I mean, I think focused on what we need to do. I think it's, you know, you go on the road and lose for a second week in a row. And you know, we feel good about who we are, who we can be, you know, I think in here. We just need to figure out how to do that on Sundays and get over the hump and play a little better to give ourselves a chance, you know. And you know, like, for example, those first couple of drives, you know, of the game, you know, just give our offense, you know, don't have to deal with the crowd as much when they're not fired up from, you know, being up 13-0, you know, things like that can really help us. So we just got to learn to play with confidence on Sundays and play well.